Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens continue preparations for their Sunday night showdown with Pittsburgh.
Okay, good to see everybody here. Appreciate you being here. Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's. Welcome 2026. What questions do you have?
John, we saw Lamar out there. We only saw him for like 30 minutes. How did he look the rest of the practice?
Right, he was full participation. Looked good.
John, with an injury like that, you know, a lot of times a quarterback is wearing a flak jacket, things like that. Is that something he's trying to work through this week as far as any potential extra protection with the back?
Yeah. I think he's looking at those kind of things right now, and he'll figure it out what he wants to do.
Coach, how about the opportunity that you're presented? I mean, you started the season 1-5. I think there was less than a 10% chance of making the playoffs, and now you have a chance to accomplish everything. Is that the message you're sending us?
Well, it's not really the message. I mean, that's the message is the game. You know, we're playing one game. We want to play it as well as we can, our best game. And the message really is all the things that go into, you know, playing this game. That's really the focus. As far as that part of it, looking back, yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, it's quite an accomplishment. I think it's something that's pretty rare, you know, to be able to do that. And it's a testament to the character of these guys, you know, and how hard they work and how much they believe in one another and how unwilling they are to quit, you know, and give up and separate. You know, they stayed together. So, but really the message and the focus is on the game.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, absolutely. That's exactly what it does, you know. And whatever we bring to the table on Sunday night is going to be a reflection of all that, you know. And what you become through those that adversity, you know. You don't always get to pick your path, and many times the path isn't what you would have picked, what you would have chosen, but it might be exactly what you needed. And I hope that's the case. I hope that's how this plays out, you know, in terms of our ability to go into that stadium against that team and that environment and play our best game and be tough and physical and detailed and on point and do all the things that are going to be necessary to win this game on that night against that team. That's really what I'm hoping for, you know, and I really believe in these guys. I trust these guys. I love these guys. I believe they have what it takes, you know, because of what they've been through. And the way they've handled what they've been through all season.
John, I mean, I know you've expressed in the past the home record isn't what you'd like it to be, but on the flip side of that, the road record has been very, very good. You guys have prepared for these road games very well. What about this team has given them that success in hostile environments?
I think this team's got a lot of character, a lot of grit, a lot of toughness, you know, and that's required, really. It's really required in any game, but it's especially required on the road. We've been in a lot of really tough, challenging road environments this year. There's no doubt. I mean, if you look at, you can take each game and pull it out. I mean, Minnesota, you know, there's a lot of tough environments that we've been in. Cincinnati, you know, it's like 0 degrees, you know, things like that. So, but you know what? Every game stands on its own and is a separate entity. So we've just got to get focused on what we've got to get accomplished. One play, one drive at a time. In a really tough environment against a really tough opponent in a really big game.
John, we know we've heard over the years how tough it can be to kick in that stadium just as a kicker. Mm-hmm. A guy like Tyler who hasn't played over there, how can you prepare him, I guess, as much as you can for what he may face?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he went to Lambeau, kind of a similar type of a situation there, windy, cold. You prepare him, I think, just by every day. He had preparation today. You know, it was pretty windy out there today, and it was really cold. So, but I don't think you can't actually put him in the environment until he's been in the environment. So he's never been in that stadium before. But he's a rookie, so it's all new for him. You know, every single kick so far has been a new situation, and he's handled everything, you know, really well. So I'm very confident, very, very confident in all the guys.
I don't believe you saw Harmon in the first matchup with you guys. How much does he kind of help solidify their defensive ability?
Well, that'd be for them to answer in terms of how much or what you know, what percentage or whatever it might be in terms of what he, how he helps. I know he's a really good player, you know, and he's a first-round pick, and we studied him in the draft like we do all the guys, you know, and I've watched him on tape now, you know, all the games he's been playing for him, and he's a factor. He's a big, strong, athletic guy in there, right in the mold, you know, of all the guys that they've had over the years, so it's a factor.
John, what you still have of Lamonte, can you say at this point that you'll expect him to play Sunday, or is it a little too early?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can't speak for Lamar or anybody, but he looked good, you know, and I'm optimistic. I'm very optimistic, and we'll see how it plays out the rest of the week.
John, similar to the Harmon question, Travis Jones has been really good to you guys for obviously a long time, in particular several recent games. How important and critical can he be, kind of that record in the middle, particularly against a guy like Aaron, you know, muddying up the picture and kind of like that?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's a big part of it is just the pressure that you can apply in the inside part of the pocket, you know. And obviously they've got big physical offensive line and a really good young center. But, you know, for any quarterback, for Aaron, just like any quarterback, that interior pressure kind of sets the tone for everything. So, you know, Travis is a big part of that and really important part of that, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's the football fundamentals usually that go into deciding games like this. I mean, it's really any game, but it's most especially games, these types of games, at this time of the season. It's the basics, you know. It's the securing the football, taking the football away. It's running the ball, it's stopping the run, it's completing passes, catching the ball, and contesting catches. You know, it's blocking and block destruction. It's having your eyes in the right place, your feet where they're supposed to be, your leverage is correct, you know, the little things, being locked in, one play, one drive at a time. It's the fundamentals, you know, it's always that.
Just going back to Lamar in terms of, you know, if there were any physical limitations, that's something you kind of just leave to him and kind of him and the trainer to figure out as you get to
Yeah, it's hard to measure all that out. You know, it wouldn't be anything you'd be too concerned about. Just go play the game.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.